Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Focus Radio Show. I am Mike Brenhog, your host of the show, and today we have a very special guest that I'm excited to have on the show of the Focus Radio. And for those listening, as you know, our target audience here is the entrepreneur and small business owner, and those folks out there that are really in the trenches working hard to build their business, whether you're a sales professional, entrepreneur, or small business owner. What I love about the guest that I'm going to introduce here is, even though it's kind of outside of the business topic, is you're a business owner, life happens. And how you respond to life will determine your level of success. And so let me just jump right into it and introduce our guest in the topic, and you'll have a better idea to kind of, make the connection and the link here, because it is so important that as you were in life, to really be thinking about when life does happen, that you respond the right way. And it can literally throw you off course, and you can feel like you're derailed at times. And for those of listening, if you have read my book, WTF, you know that it can literally pull you into that WTF vortex, and that's an opportunity to use that as a catalyst for change of how you respond. And that's the reason that I'm excited to have our guest on the show today. So without further ado, let me go ahead and jump in and introduce our guest, Cynthia McFeacher. She's a PhD, has a doctorate of philosophy in counseling with specialized training in integrated behavioral medicine and narrative therapies. Dr. McFeacher most recently served as a state trainer for the Virginia Department of Social Services for the past 9 years. She also facilitated family partnership meetings for the local VDSS agencies. For over 35 years, her focus has been both the social work and counseling fields, working directly with clientele. She provides individual, family, and group therapy utilizing integrative therapies. She's a licensed spiritual health coach and an active member of the American Holistic Health Association. Dr. McFeacher is also co-author of Heart Path Practitioner, nationally released in 2009. She was also involved in trauma-informed care research, curriculum development for motivational interviewing, and developed group treatment training / processing for vicarious trauma. So Dr. McFeacher, welcome to the Focus Radio Show. It's an honor to have you as a guest on the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. So I want to jump into this and talk about, because we're going to talk about your Heart Path Practitioner Assessment that you and your partner, Dr. Bill McFeacher, that you guys have co-authored and come up with, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. And so what kind of led into that? Tell us a little bit about your experience and what prompted this direction of the Heart Path Practitioner techniques.
Well, after, I don't even know where to begin with that. Okay. It's Monday.
It's
okay.
Right. It's a Monday. It's a lot. Just like, where do you start? Yeah.
So, well, let me just put it this way. I want to address the importance of self-assessment, ongoing mm-hmm. self-assessment.
Okay.
And I started looking into that basically because my own life had been challenged by vicarious trauma that I ignored, and I just kept working and working and kept running from here to there. And you just kind of ignore your own body when you're in the people helping professions, mm-hmm. but you keep going. And so the impact then, because I didn't listen to my body, it then became fibromyalgia. Fibromyalgia, of course, is a chronic pain condition, and I worked with many patients who have had it. And so to be diagnosed with it myself at that point told me, wow, here I am. I've really gotten off track and have ignored self-care. So as you mentioned, life happening, when life happened, meaning when my health was taken from me to where I couldn't work full time anymore, at age 61, well, actually at age 60, so I've not been able to work full time for about a year. It's been quite interesting to look back on everything and say, oh, well, I should have done this or that. So I wanted to get the word out to everybody that's has highly stressful jobs, which is pretty much everybody in this day and time, and to please pay attention to yourself, and self-assessment is just part of it. So the heart path self-assessment, as you can see, it divides into four areas. We are made up of mind, body, spirit, and our emotions. So when all of those are working together, they pull us into what I call a balance. Mm-hmm. Then the focus then is taken away from what some may call the monkey mind, which is that subconscious machine that keeps us going because we have to drive to work, etc. But the problem with right. it is it doesn't slow down. And the more stressed out that you get at work and with life in general, maybe you're a mother and you have a two-year-old, I remember those days, then you slow down, you do your self-assessment, and you can do it by simply assigning a number. The number is from 1 to 10, mm-hmm. with 1 being not so good and 10 being really good. So if you take and ask yourself, how am I doing today physically on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to give myself a 5. And then you go right around on a scale of 1 to 10, how am I doing today emotionally? Okay, 6. On a scale of 1 to 10, how am I doing with my mental processing clarity? Mm-hmm. Being Monday, I'm going to give myself a 4. And then spiritually, and again, this is not about religion, but whatever the person's belief system is, we honor that. And so spiritually, where do you feel your connection is? How strong is that? And I'm going to give myself an 8 there because I did my meditation today. So that's how it works. That's how simple it is. You can just kind of do it daily, and it's going to change every single day, but you can kind of keep track of it or do it once a week, but do it so that you can be aware of how your mind, body, and soul and spirit is reacting to your life journey.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this, Dr. McFeacher, with that, and I love that because I'm big on tracking activities as somebody is executing their daily business plan, whether it be sales activities, marketing activities, and also one of the tools that I use in my coaching practice with clients is a daily habits where you're reading, you're exercising, and you're eating healthy, mm-hmm. type of things, tracking that.
Yes, absolutely.
So I understand this and I love this. Let me ask you this. By doing that, when somebody tracks that, they can start to create trends, and they'll be able to see a trend. And if for example, let's say on the mental clarity, I noted here was one of them that your assessment tracks, it looks like. Mm-hmm. And as you're tracking that, and if somebody begins to see that it's either declining or it's continually at a lower level, let's say a 4 or 5, what are some of the things that you teach or coach to help somebody take that up to an 8 or a 10?
Okay. Well, it's really up to the individual because everybody really needs to be open and willing to do what I would call my homework assignment. Mm-hmm. But what I have found that helps with mental clarity are things like meditation, contemplation, mindfulness, connecting to nature. Believe it or not, all of those kinds of things that sound kind of outside the box are actually the things that bring peace of mind. And when we have a peace of mind, then we have clarity.
Mm-hmm. And I love that because, and for those listening right now, the entrepreneurs, the sales professional, the business owner, in order for you to achieve success in your business and whatever you define success to be, it is important to have, and you've heard me talk about it before, this abundance of energy or fuel. I call it fuel. And the reason I really wanted to talk about that mental clarity part of it, because I know that also when you're stressed out because you're working so hard out there and you're caught up in this WTF vortex trying to
yeah, pulling, or the Matrix. Or...
right, trying to pull yourself yeah. out of that. Mm-hmm. And it yes. this really ties in with my success dashboard and those daily habits, everything that you just mentioned, the importance of that. And oftentimes as business professionals, especially us guys, it's like,
yes, especially the men,
right. We don't want to touch those. We don't want to talk about joy and peace and some of those soft things because we might appear to be weak.
Yeah.
Actually, when we can get in tune with that, that is an untapped strength.
Absolutely.
And so for those listening, I want you to really approach this with an open mind and look at this, because if you don't have that energy, if you're not showing up confident to your customers or to your employees, then how are you showing up if you're not showing up confident, positive? And so these are great tools that Dr. McFeature is sharing with us. So let's go a little deeper. So there are four. You talked about emotional, mental clarity, spirituality, physical, and did I miss one?
Let's see. Emotional, mental, physical, spiritual.
Spiritual. Okay. So we've got that. So there's four, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And your assessment that you have, will that help somebody kind of walk through this? They'll get a better understanding and be able to track it. Do you have a tracking tool that accompanies the assessment?
Well, I'm not as organized as you, and I'm very right-brained. Therefore, I did not develop anything as far as a tracking sheet. I've asked my clients to bring their chart in with them, or their self-assessment okay. with them weekly.
Okay.
And then, you know, we discuss kind of where they're at and then see what areas we want to improve. So
okay great. And so what type of things can you walk us through? Maybe a typical scenario, maybe somebody that is one of your clients that is an entrepreneur or a sales professional, and a common scenario maybe that you've seen, and what you've been able to do through your practice or through the assessment to kind of help them overcome that.
Sure. Let's I'm trying to access a client that's self-employed. Okay, so the client is self-employed and is dealing with a level of depression.
Okay.
And, you know, over 60% of adults have reported experiencing abuse or difficult family circumstances during mm-hmm. their childhood. And that's according to the National Center for Mental Health Promotion and Youth Violence Prevention. And so when we have to consider not only what's going on now and how it might be impacting our work, especially relationally, because we all carry baggage, and that baggage through the process of HeartPath and some of the techniques that we use through the narrative therapy, which is simply the telling of the story, is just becoming aware of kind of like your life experiences and things that have good memories, things that have really hard memories, you know, and kind of navigating that and making sense mm-hmm. of it. Because as human beings, we're meaning makers. We want to make meaning out of things.
Right.
So again, going back to the relationship. So if you're dealing with depression, and a lot of times, you know, it's something that's simply unresolved trauma. And that was the whole reason for writing Integrated Health, was because we knew that trauma was the core issue for most of the patients that we were seeing. And yes, these are professionals and entrepreneurs, I know, that come in and report relational problems, relationships, either with, you know, their employees or in their marriage, whatever it is. But once you can kind of find out what is that, why am I feeling this way, and how can I shift that? It's a real paradigm mm-hmm. shift. Then practice it through the narrative, daily affirmations, but with intention.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of eventually, it just kind of really resolves itself and pulls its way out. And I've, you know, it's not like you have to go through years of psychotherapy, certainly, especially with HeartPath, it's three sessions typically, and then, you know, you're on your way, and it's just, like you said, having that awareness factor and tracking that and the self-care, you know, what have I done for myself in the past month? Mm-hmm. Most of us will say, well, I don't know, you know, I could easily go a month without doing anything for myself, especially when you have a family.
Right. Well, and what happens, I continue to call it the vortex. We get sucked up into the vortex and so busy. And, you know, one of the things that, you know, I struggle with and that I'm guilty of is I enjoy working. I enjoy what I do. Mm-hmm. And I get so involved in the projects, the radio show, the videos and client work and all these other activities that oftentimes the other things that I know are important, like taking a walk every day and getting out, right? Mm-hmm. Tend to take a back seat. And so I have to force myself to make that a priority because I know how important that is. And you know, if I don't do that, then I lose that balance. And then as I lose the balance because I know what's important and if I don't do that, then it creates other issues where it's like, okay, now I'm kind of, you know, feeling bad about myself because I'm guilty because like, oh man, I didn't get that walk.
Yes, and so true.
It creates this vicious cycle. And so I love what you're sharing it because it really is. And hopefully for those of you that are listening, the entrepreneurs and the business owners, the importance of this, yes, getting the work done is busy. And I know that as an entrepreneur or business owner, you have a lot on your plate trying to get clients, fulfill the services or the product that you've committed to the clients, and managing your employees, trying to grow your business. And at the same time, you probably have a family, and all of that can seem extremely overwhelming. But again, if you don't have this balance, what's going to happen, you are actually creating more stress. You can trigger into, depression and all these other ugly, nasty things that can happen.
And yes, not just the mental health, but the physical health.
The physical.
Yeah.
And I can tell you that I've experienced all those different feelings and emotions because I'm an entrepreneur and business owner. And I think a lot of people do. I think, you know, I would say that everybody that I've ever coached as a business, they've experienced some level of that. And, you know, so it's important to really, as Dr. McFeature shared with us, with intent, develop a plan and be aware of what you're doing so that you can create that balance and be more productive for yourself, be happier, and be more valuable to your employees, your business, and your family as well, and those around you. So good stuff, Dr. McFeature. Let me ask you this. Where do you want to take it from here? This assessment is great. Share with our listeners where they can get more information about you and your Heart Path assessment.
Okay, sure. Our website is www.heartpathpractitioner.com, and Heart Path Practitioner is just all hooked together in lowercase.
Okay.
And then when they get to our homepage, the assessment tool is actually on the front page. And so they can just kind of at least see how it's just kind of set up. Basically, if you take a piece of paper and put a cross on it, a vertical line and then the horizontal line in a cross, even cross, you can tell I'm mathematical. Then you put S at the top, and then at the end of the other line, you put an E, and then at the end of the other line, you put an M, and the end of the bottom line, you put a P. Those just stand for the four areas that we talked about. Okay. And then you can just go and put your numbers right under each of those areas. And so that way, something about having a visual really helps as well. So,
well, and it does. And speaking from experience here, although I haven't used your assessment, but I'm going to definitely look into that and use it because,
well, even children can use it too. And when I worked as a guidance counselor at St. Anne's, I used it with the children there that were you know, having struggles and issues with the other students and having a hard time. And they loved it. And I'm quite sure that their parents thought I was using numerology because they would come up to me in the hall and say, "Dr. Cindy, can we do my numbers again?" And I look back on that, I thought, oh, I wonder what the parents were thinking that this guidance counselor was doing. But they loved it and they got it. And so, it's so simple. And really, it takes, 2 minutes, if that, to write it down. And, right. Another thing that I teach my clients is that if you know when your body is getting stressed, I think pretty much all of us can kind of feel that angst. Mm-hmm. Some of us may be into a panic attack. I've had a few of those in the past. So when you feel that coming on, you really need to kind of stop and close your eyes and immediately just breathe. Take some deep breaths in and then blow out through your mouth and then in and blow out through your mouth. And I tell them to take about 3 breaths. And as doing that, take your hand and place it over your heart as kind of a connecting point. So you want to shift and slow down the subconscious. And so when you connect by touching your heart and pull that energy kind of to that location, then all of a sudden you can just kind of feel like almost like just a relief. You feel that sense of peace just kind of coming over you, slowing down that heartbeat a little bit, having you to focus and be mindful on that breathing.
Mm-hmm. And that's an extremely valuable tool or technique to do that, because I think many people have experienced that. And as you were mentioning that, one of the things when I get so busy and I have all these activities going on, sometimes my mind can just seem like, a bunch of mice, on a wheel, just like, and it creates these feelings of being overwhelmed, right?
Exactly.
And then when you're feeling overwhelmed, it's like, okay, where do I begin?
Right. That's really hard at that point of being overwhelmed to know where to begin.
Yeah.
So that's why those simple techniques of just kind of getting in touch with that and pulling that down. Because for those out there who have experienced any type of chronic pain condition, I've got to tell you, have to pay attention. Because what happens is it causes a dysregulation of the central nervous system because of that ongoing release of adrenaline, because that's what that type of anxiety kind of kicks in. That's why I don't spend a lot of time watching the news. Also, you want to watch what you're taking in through your ears and through your eyes, because if you're taking in, like if you're just a newsmonger and all you do is watch the news all day, or you watch it several times a day, just always feeling like you have to like know what's going on, eventually, that's just going to add to your anxiousness. It's depression. It's not going to help. That's for sure. So just kind of, we have to be a little bit disciplined, and I know the curiosity, killed the cat, and I've been guilty of like getting on the internet and surfing for hours and then wondering where the day's gone. So just real important, just simple things to do along the way, because once that CNS becomes dysregulated, it depletes the dopamine, which is part of your natural pain receptors, the process your body has built in to prevent pain and so that's why I just think it's so important. And I thought that I could do anything. I thought I was superwoman and that I could, travel here and there and speak to hundreds of people and do what I needed to do. And now, boy, when you get hit with those health issues, it makes you realize, had I listened to my body, maybe, I wouldn't be in this place. So just take care of yourself, especially the heart, because the heart, and that's the reason we focus on the heart so much, because the heart also from a physiological standpoint is, very well, it's life threatening if you don't listen to your heart.
So
extremely all of these important things, and keeping the blood pressure down and looking at your nutrition, and like you said, making sure that you have that what did you call it? I think you called it a bounce. Yes, that's a good image, a good metaphor. So you want to go with that type of energy into your day. And what you'll find, and just smile at people too, because what you'll find when you step out in that place and that energy, you'll have this natural compassion and this ability to smile at people, and they'll smile back. They will receive it. So it's interesting to me how so much of what we do is based on, you know, where our heart is, where our focus is, and we can still run a business and do everything that we have to do, and we can still walk in that place of compassion, you know, towards others.
Excellent. And you're absolutely right. For those listening, you're listening to the Focus Radio Show, and our guest today has been Dr. Cynthia McFeacher, and we've been talking about her assessment. It's the Heart Path Assessment. I will make sure that her information is on our website. So if you go to thefocusguy.com, find the radio show tab, we will have all of Dr. McFeacher's information. And again, for those listening, I know that, you know, the entrepreneurs, the business owners and sales professionals, it is so important outside of the business activities that we talk about, increasing your sales and growing your business and approaching that with a lot of drive, that you don't ignore yourself, your body, and create that balance. And you know, Dr. McFeacher talked about four key areas: spirituality, the emotional or mental clarity, emotions, right? It was the emotions, and then mental clarity, and then the physical, and really tracking your level from a scale from 1 to 10 with intent each day, so you can kind of monitor your performance as an individual.
Yes.
And your health.
Right. And when you are in leadership as an entrepreneur, you know, then that means you're probably a type A personality, and it would really be helpful, and you can enjoy life so much more and not run into those health issues like I did with the fibromyalgia, which has not been fun. It's a whole nother challenge that I'm learning to deal with, but so enjoy life, and it's already exciting that you've got your own business. I mean, that's awesome.
That so. Is awesome. And that's an excellent point that I really want to emphasize for those listening. You have your business.
Yes.
You know, right there, you have something that is truly awesome. Take care of yourself so you can take care of your business, your family, and those that are important to you. Because without your health, you have nothing, really. You will not be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor, so to speak.
Yes.
Working so hard to grow your business. So Dr. McFeacher, we need to wrap the show up with that. Is there anything that you would like to share with us as we bring the show to a close?
I would just say, as John Lennon said, love is all there is. So just focus on your heart's desires, and they'll happen.
Excellent. I think that's a great way to wrap it up. And you have been listening to the Focus Radio Show. Hi, I'm Mike Brenhug, the host of the show, and we have had our guest, Dr. McFeacher, on the show and talking about her Heart Path Assessment. All that information will be at thefocusguy.com. You can find her information there. And again, Dr. McFeacher, thank you so much for being a guest on the show.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful day.
You too.